on this computer. Are you ready?
Yo. Yo.
Is my mic okay, by the way? I forgot to check.
Yeah, you're fine. No, you're fine. You're good.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Jesus Christ.
So we just came back from another...
We lied really badly, or really, really hard. Sorry, everyone.
So, context. I feel like every time now we have an episode, we have to explain ourselves first. Like, we can explain. This time, I got really sick.
Yeah. And,
like, as soon as it turned January 1st, like, as soon as the calendar turned, my body's like, no, you are shutting down now for the next week. And that's exactly what I did. So I've been like, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I've made a trip to the ER. It was not the most pleasant experience. I'm back. I got drugged up. I'm fine now. But guys, everyone listen to this. Just stay safe. That's all I can say.
Yep. So again, all things, sorry, assuming there's no other health crisis that happened in the next little bit, we're gonna go back to our regular schedule or whatever, two days a week probably, health permitting. So that's really all I can say at this point. Again, we obviously apologize for the long wait. After we fully said last time there are gonna be no more long waits, so hopefully that's the end of that. But also stuff happens, so also kind of not sorry, because
there's nothing we can do about it. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's like, yeah, anyways, that'll be for the book one day, I guess. But yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, you know, it happens. It's life. But I'm done talking about it. Let's just talk about hockey now. Like, I'm ready to move on. Okay. Happy New Year to everyone listening to this.
Oh my God, we haven't recorded since the new year. Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. Holy shit. Yeah, happy new year, everyone. Holy moly.
Hopefully 2022 is better. That's all I'm going to say.
Better than his, at least. Yep.
Yeah. My first week was wild, but whatever. We're getting there. Okay. So this episode, I'm going to quickly go through a few recent news updates regarding just random things around the league. There are a couple of things that we've talked about previously that are going to make a return this episode, as well as Wednesdays. Again, everyone new to the Taxi Squad pod, welcome. My name is Arman. This is Simon. This is
our first
episode of 2022. Yeah. And the way we structure this is we record on Mondays and Wednesdays. And whatever news that we can't hit on the Monday, we'll just save it for the Wednesday. And we also have an exciting Simon Says segment every single Wednesday.
Best segment ever. Yeah.
Sometimes Simon gets 0 out of all questions. Sometimes he gets 100%.
Sometimes Simon lists off every Stanley Cup winner since 2007, I think. That's since the lockout. Anyways,
Can I still add, I'm still shocked that you were able to do that. Since 2004?
Yeah, 2005 after the lockout. I remember that.
Crazy.
That's the highlight of my life right there.
Sometimes your intelligence shocks me.
Interesting. Okay. Shots fired? ?
Possibly.
Is I. Is I. We good.
Anyway, so first thing I wanted to talk about was taxi squads are back in more ways than one, because obviously our podcast made a return, but the NHL decided to actually formally bring back the term taxi squad for the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
Because we all know a bunch of players every single day, it seems, are just falling on COVID IR, IL, whatever it's called. The COVID protocol list. To combat this rising number of players, the NHL has decided, okay, we're going to allow each team to carry an additional 6 skaters with them, coined the taxi squad. That was the initial inspiration behind our name, behind our podcast. It just seems now that the NHL wants to steal our lingo. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, we allow you, NHL.
It's saw it, and they saw it, and they wanted to make it relevant again. Make taxi squads great again, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is perfectly fine, but like, it would have been nice to have like some, you know, someone from the NHL being like, hey, is it okay if we use this again? Would you have allowed them?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Solid point. Yeah. Yeah. What's rubbing up against it? Well, it's my computer. That's what it is. Okay, never mind. We good. We good.
I pulled up an article here to talk a little bit more about it, but honestly, it is what it is. We all know why squads are back.
Yeah. They're gonna, I don't think it's much to add here. Basically, they're back. There's going to be extra players being called up and down. Extra players traveling with the team. I don't think there's really much to add there other than it's kind of cool. So,
yeah. NHL also announced it will allow emergency call-ups of players with salary cap hits of no more than $1 million, which is an increase from the $850,000 limit. That's just semantics.
Yep.
By the way, I have this fun fact here. Do you know where the term taxi squad actually comes from? This can be a little... This can be your question of the day.
I don't know where it comes from. I don't know.
Okay. Apparently, it comes from Cleveland Browns pro football team during the 1940s. Legendary coach Paul Brown came up with the idea of keeping promising players who didn't make the Browns to be available in case of injury or illness.
Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. Go and to also, Browns, I guess.
Also, the Browns owner operated a taxi company. And he employed those reserve players via the
taxi company. Oh, my God. Rather than the football chance. Team. That's crazy. That's really funny, but holy shit, that's crazy.
Shit that happens in the 1940s.
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
So, taxi squad stuff aside, thank you for the royalty winning NHL. I'm going to talk about it there now. For that. Yeah. And I'm going to go through his career. And I want you to guess who it is.
Evander Kane.
No.
Damn it, so close.
We already talked about him.
Okay.
He might make a return, though. Not yet. Okay. This player is a defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
6'3". He is 29 years old. He plays in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing since 14-15, just one team. He is an offensive defenseman. That's how I would classify him, because over the years, he's had 40 points, 58 points, 49 points, 67 points, 45, 32, 36. This season, he's at 17 points in 27 games.
Oh, I think you're never going with us. Okay.
Okay.
John Klingberg?
Yeah, it is. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So I don't know how much you know about his situation.
I know everything. I've seen 31 thoughts. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. So John Klingberg is getting frustrated at his contract dilemma. At the end of the season, he becomes an unrestricted free agent.
Yep.
And then he made a quote recently saying that he doesn't feel like he's been appreciated. The quote specifically is, this was, I believe, after a 3-2 victory against the Penguins on Saturday. So the Saturday that just passed.
Yeah, he said, that game actually.
Other guys have signed right before the season before. I want to do that as well. Lately, it has been going more quietly and quietly for me as a player. I don't feel like I've been appreciated in the way when we don't even negotiate. It's quiet.
Yeah.
And he says, for me as a player, my agent, we talked to Jim. So Jim Neal, the GM of the Dallas Stars, said we talked to them a couple months back. He agreed that we could start talking with other GMs and see where we were at. Negotiation-wise, the Stars have been very quiet.
Yeah.
And then he specifically seems to make reference to Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, who both signed the year before that they were going to become unrestricted free agents in 2016 and 2018, respectively. And then now he basically wants the same treatment, I guess, the same level of respect. He wants to be a Dallas Star. He's been here since like the beginning, and he has not moved, like I mentioned. But yeah, it's one of those things where he wants the ball rolling. We see a lot of the times around the NHL, players either they want to sort things out the summer before they're unrestricted, their last year before their UFA status, or they just want to leave it all until the last month. As in, after the season ends, then they're open to negotiation and they just want to focus on the ice and their gameplay on the ice. In this case, it's different. John wants a contract now. Give him the contract, Dallas Stars.
He's getting traded.
He's getting traded.
He's not extending him. He's not extending him. I don't think.
So that was my next question. Because from the way it sounds, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where your mind space was at, because he's a phenomenal player. He's only 29 years old. He's on a Dallas Stars team right now that is, I didn't pull up the standings, but I can pull up the standings. Western Conference. Dallas Stars are currently 32 games played, 36 points, and they are, whoa! Oh, it's not that bad. four points out of a wild card spot. So they're in the run. I would add them in the mix with Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver, San Jose, and LA. So they're in one of like the 5-6 teams that are running for second wild card spot right now. Anyway, you were saying.
I just think the Stars are in a very interesting position right now. And when I say interesting, I mean like they're probably towards the end of their contention window. Their top players, Sagan and Ben, are no longer producing like superstars, or Ben never really was, but he was a very good player. But Tyler Sagan was a player a couple years ago, especially I think towards that John Kling, like around when John Klingberg came into league in 14-15, where he's putting up like 90-100 points. He's no longer that player. And the Dallas Stars, I just think they're not that team anymore. And again, if you look at the teams that are ahead of them and how competitive the Western Conference is, I just don't think it's in the cards for them this year. And I think it might be in their best interest to kind of start thinking about a retool or a rebuild. They do have some very nice pieces. I really like Jake Ottinger in net. I think he's going to be a really good player. But other than that, like the Dallas Stars don't have a lot of kind of knock 'em dead prospects, or at least off the top of my head, I don't remember, but I don't really think the Dallas Stars have that many good prospects in their prospect pool right now to kind of talk about, oh, this is a team that's next up and coming team. I think this is a team that's extremely mediocre right now. And again, if John Klingberg wants a big contract, or wants a contract that's going to pay him what he's worth, I don't think he's going to get in Dallas. I think he's probably going to need to go somewhere else with a bigger market.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Can I just say one thing on the Dallas Stars? And it might be a little shocking, but even the Stanley Cup final run they had a few seasons ago, I wasn't ever sold on them. Like, I view them in the same vein as when Montreal made it to the Stanley Cup final against Tampa.
I wouldn't go that far. I see where you're coming from. But, like, I think to compare them to Montreal is a little much.
Fine.
I get where you're coming from, in the sense that like they were nowhere near as good of a team against Tampa. But like, they still had some pretty good players on that team. Just off the top of my head, actually, let's see. Oh, I can go back. Oh hell yeah, 1920. Jamie Benn, Jason Dickinson, Blake Como, Andrew Cogliano, Dennis Gurianov.
Was Sagan even on that roster?
He was.
Okay.
Tyler Seguin, Jason Robertson, Radulov, Corey Perry, Pavelski. That wasn't a bad team, man. Like, sorry. I think people don't like teams like that Dallas Stars team because they were so clearly a defensive team that was more focused on stopping goals than actually scoring them.
Yeah.
They had a really nice goalie trio in Bishop, Khudobin, and Ottinger. But, like, I can totally see where you're coming from. And, like, if I'm Dallas and I'm, like, I don't want to pay John Klingberg that much, because in my opinion, I think Miro Heiskanen can be just as good, if not better, a better defenseman than John Klingberg. I would much rather allocate those funds to him, especially considering I think he's 7 years younger than John Klingberg.
True. Yeah. I think, okay, is it safe to say that they surpassed expectations that season? I can say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%, 100%.
They surpassed expectations. I would say the following season, they missed the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I think I viewed them as a team that was good enough to make the playoffs. I remember the following season, they didn't for a variety of reasons. COVID related. Mm-hmm. Also, the city of Dallas went through a lot of different things. Remember there was like a...
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things surrounding that team the following season. They didn't make it. And then now they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're good enough to make the playoffs either. I also think that they need some changes now. I think moving Klingberg would probably be a good decision. I was never ever high on Jamie Benn either. Like he's never been dynamic enough to lead a team. He just kind of reminds me of, you know what he reminds me of? Phil Kessel.
I don't even think he's like Phil Kessel was an elite goal scorer. Jamie Benn wasn't even that. I think he was a good, I mean, Jamie, the people forget Jamie Benn won the Yart Ross 1 year. he led the league in scoring.
Yeah.
Over John Tavares and Sidney Crosby. He was a damn good player. It's just, I don't think he's worth $9.5 million for the next four seasons.
No, not even close.
And I just pulled out their cap friendly, and I think just now would be the perfect time for them to kickstart some sort of rebuild. They have Joe Pavelski coming off the books at $7 million. Alex Radulov's contract's up this year at 6.25. And then other than that, like the next highest paid guy is Fox at the next highest paid guy after Sagan and Ben, who are both making just north of, like, either making 9.5 or just north of that at 9.85. Like, they have Fox at 3.2, Roope Hintz at 3.1, Denis Gurianov at 2.5, Luke Lendeni at 1.5. Like, they're all very manageable contracts. And they have Heiskanen at 8.45, which I don't have a problem with that contract at all. And then Esa Lindell at 5.8. Like, anyways, I just, like, Braden Holtby's coming off the books. That's $2 million. Like, I just think this makes too much sense for them not to kind of start to think about tearing things down.
I was going to make a mark about Joe Pavelski just now, but dude, that pickup from Dallas has paid nothing but dividends for them ever since he's joined the team.
Yeah. He's been good, man. Like, sorry, I think he's been, he got to a slow start. I think it was last year, but like, he had 25 goals last year. In 56 games.
Yeah. Like, yeah, last year he went 25 goals, 26 assists, 51 points in 56 games.
Yeah, and that's considering some of the stuff that Dallas went through last year. That's crazy. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yep. This season he's got 30 points in 32 games.
Still a really good player, man.
Still really
good. They can retain at the deadline, and I'll guarantee you someone will pick him up at the deadline. If they make him available, that is.
He is 37 years old, though, so you would expect if the drop-off would come anytime, it would come soon, and it would be pretty significant.
This is the last year of his contract. He's a free agent at the end of the season. Someone will take him for a playoff run. It's not like he has term on his contract. Like, I could see, so like, I don't know who, I don't even know, like, no one has
Toronto.
Cap space. That's the problem. Like, who's cap space? Like, if Anaheim gets in, that'd be a nice fit. The Rangers, that'd be a nice fit. The Bruins, maybe, if they have cap space. I don't even know, man. Like, it just feels like no one has cap space, but I think there's a lot of fits potentially for Joe Pavelski. It's just a matter of finding the right one. But
you know which team is also in the playoff hunt and may have cap space soon?
If you say the Leafs, I'm gonna kill you.
No, it'd be his former team,
the Sharks. I'm not buying the Sharks still. I'm not into that. Sorry.
Anyway,
the Sharks have exceeded expectations, and I think there's a reason they're like, Erik Karlsson's been unbelievable this year. He's on my fantasy team, so I've seen it firsthand. Me but too. Like, I just don't think this is the Sharks' year. And again, mostly because that division and that Western Conference is so competitive. But I don't know. I've been wrong before.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see what happens. But again, circling back, John Klingberg needs a contract. If any of the GMs in the league are listening to this right now, he's mad and he needs your help. So
indeed,
go do something about it. And also stop listening to us. You have better things to do.
No, don't stop listening. I need a sports job. Someone give me one.
Hey.
Holy moly.
What?
Sorry, I'm just looking at the sorry, this is the first time looking at the standings in like 2 weeks. So this is, holy same cow.
Yeah. I looked at them like 5 minutes ago, and that's why I was randomly like, whoa. And I was like, okay.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
It's all over the place now because some teams have not played in a while. Some teams have had their games postponed. Like, Toronto's only played 33.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've looked phenomenal.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we do. Or they do. Yeah, we do.
We do.
Fuck it. Yeah. Holy cow, that's crazy.
Want me to say something else that might surprise you? So the Taxi Squad pod has been played 61 times between January 5th and January 11th.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Wow.
I logged on today and I was like, whoa.
January 1st. That hasn't even been me. Sometimes I listen to our stuff, but that hasn't been me. Yo, that's crazy. Thank you, everyone.
Not 60 times.
On repeat, just in bed. Just, yeah.
Yeah, my voice. Anyway,
crispy. Yeah, yeah.
Crispiness. Okay.
Yeah.
That's done. We got another update. Tuukka Rask.
Oh.
Nearing a return. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because we had a full dive.
Tuukka Rask was back on the ice. That was it.
That's pretty much it.
In Providence.
If anyone is interested, if anyone's interested in listening to our full dive on Tuukka Rask and two other goalies, one of them being Ben Bishop and the other one being, I forgot. It's like a tale of three goalies or something. Oh, Martin Jones
and
Carter Hart. It was a tale of four.
Yeah, and four. Yep, Carter Hart. Yeah.
Tuukka Rask is back on the ice, and there was this one quote that I found that was pretty interesting. Bruce Cassidy, head coach of the Bruins, says, "We're top 10 in goaltending. We want to be top five. We want to be one of the elite teams in the league, and we're trending towards that. So that's a good thing. And Tuukka, we would assume, can only help us with that." If in fact he ends up being a Bruin. So for me, I think it's a good problem to have.
Yep.
So
they're third in goals against in the league. Now, granted, because some of the things you said with the teams playing fewer games, but that's still crazy. Like, they have only 81 goals against.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Bruins have always kind of been like that. They've been a really good.
I know, but still, this is the first year they haven't had Tuukka Rask or Tim Thomas in a very long time.
Yeah, which is why I'm thinking, like, is Tuukka Rask really going to vault you into the top 10, top 5 in goaltending?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's very good. Tuukka Rask is very good. Yep.
I'm interested in the goaltending standings quickly. Let me just quickly look. I haven't seen this in a while. Save percentage in the league.
Jack Campbell's, like, top 3 in, like, all of them, except, like, sorry. He's near the top for a lot of them. But, like... a lot of the players who are ahead of him aren't really play consistently. Like, if the season ends today, he's a finalist for the Vezina. Like, that's, I don't even think that's a question.
Yep. He's actually number one in the league right now for goalies that have played at least 20.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, true. Fourth in wins. Oh my God, that's crazy.
I find it so funny that I found a way to make this Tuukka Rask story about the Leafs and Jack Campbell.
Everything's about the Leafs.
Hell yeah.
Tristan Jarry.
Of course it is.
Tristan Jarry's first. That's crazy. 1.9 for goals against average. Anyway, this is really bad. This is really bad radio we're looking at. Anyways, yeah. Go Leafs, go, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, long story short, Tuukka Rask is probably going to be back with the Bruins soon. I think he's rehabbing with the Providence Bruins, and he should be back sooner rather than later. So keep an eye on that.
Another piece of news out there. The Burger Van makes a return.
Yeah. No, it was inevitable. Senior advisor to the GM of the Los Angeles Kings. So sad.
You know, that's always something I found so interesting. Like, any team out there can just appoint someone random just to be like, you are my senior advisor now.
Yeah.
You're employed. That's it.
Yep. It happens.
Like, Mark Bergevin becomes senior advisor to Rob Blake, specifically Rob Blake. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just find that so funny.
I think it's also just a title. Like, I don't think he's actually gift report every single thing to me. Because, like, if there's anything, like, just based on seeing stuff on, like those behind the scenes videos, like, everything goes through everyone nowadays, like assistant GMs, owners. So, like, I think that's more so a title. I think it's a really good point though, just with the position, but that's still, like, I just don't think it's something to look too far
into.
Too deep into.
But if things do go through everyone in any organization, then I'm still waiting on Mark Bergevin's proper investigation from the Kyle Beach case.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of assumed he's a scumbag and just kind of left it at that. That's all.
I don't think anything's gonna happen from it. Next episode I will do a deeper dive on what happened with John Doe 1 and 2.
Not more sad stuff. Oh my God. Sorry.
I know. Yeah, it'll be important though. It's important.
I know. It's just so sad. Okay. Go ahead.
It's been a long like month. for the both of us. And so, yeah, it is sad, but this is a happy issue.
Yeah, no, I know. It's important. We have to use our, I sound like I'm so miserable about it. I'm sorry. I don't actually hate it. I do acknowledge this is a very important topic. I just think it's so sad that every time feels like almost every other time we start recording is negative stuff. So anyways.
I know.
Onwards.
This is cathartic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Last piece of news that I want to talk about today. We kind of hinted at it a couple times. You can probably guess what the hell I'm going to talk about.
Again.
Yep. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so I'm gonna break it down quickly.
No, not allowed.
okay. I'm gonna preface this first. Then I'm gonna preface.
Go
this first.
Ahead.
Evander Kane. Ah, man, I don't know what to say. Actually, I know what to say, but I also don't know what
I
to
called
say.
Called it.
If that makes sense.
I called it, man. I was like, they're gonna start calling him. Like, okay. So let me just get this out of the way. Evander Kane was placed on unconditional waivers for purpose of release
because of
apparently he violated a bunch of team protocols in regards to COVID and everything like that. Yeah, again, apparently he reported he was sick or something and still showed up to work or something like that, and then he came back and actually reported back to the AHL like 6 days later than he was supposed to. So the San Jose Sharks or the Santa Clara Barracuda, whatever their AHL team is, basically said goodbye. We don't want to deal with you anymore, and they're basically, I think it's basically the equivalent of like firing him for cause, like and just in like a workplace, and they don't want to pay him because in their eyes. He violated his contract, which again is a fair point.
Yep.
And again, this is something that's that I think they were talking about on 32 Thoughts, because again, this is going to be all over the news in the next couple of days. But apparently, there will be a NHLPA hearing with to determine whether or not he's basically going to get paid. I assume there's going to be some settlement there, but as of right now, I believe Evander Kane is a free agent. So again. As of this moment in time, he can sign with whoever he may want and can go play for whoever he wants. Sorry, assuming they have interest, but this is just another chapter on a very messy kind of career for Evander Kane.
Yep. And the way this one works is, so I was a little confused. I was like, okay, if they terminate his contract, do they still have to pay his buyout penalty? And I discovered that they don't, because from one article, it says, by taking this approach, the Sharks believe they can get out of the rest of Kane's contract without any further money owed or cap it charged. But with $19 million in salary and signing bonuses owed over the remaining three seasons, Kane will most likely be grieving this. And the NHLPA did file a grievance, a formal one, just a few hours ago, I think, from today's report. Yeah. And so that will take a couple of days to go through. We'll see what happens with that. But I'm going to fully retract on my statement and say Kane, I 100% think he's going to play again in the league. And that would 100%. That's going to be soon. That's going to be like within the next month, he's going to sign for a team. And they're going to be like, hey, Evander Kane has been a dirtbag. However, we can rehabilitate him. Some team is going to make that statement out there. Some team is going to make a press release and pretend to be all high and mighty and be like, look, Evander Kane has been through a lot and he's had a struggle to his career, but we have the support system in place. Fuck you, man. Why can't this guy just not play?
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because he's talented. He's a talented hockey player. But unfortunately, he's just a piece of shit human being. And if the NHL has taught us one thing, that doesn't matter. So anyways, you're right. He is going to sign sooner rather than later. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's in the next week or week and a half.
Man, I just hope it's not for the Leafs.
It won't be. I'm not the...
I don't care how talented he is. Please,
Mike Stevens. No, Mike Stevens, I believe he's Toronto-based guy, knows a lot of people close to the Leafs. Michael Tracos reported this morning that apparently Evander Kane was someone the Leafs were interested in, and I think a lot of sources around the Leafs have said that's just false. It's wrong. It's not true. Supposedly. So, anyways, we'll see what happens. I feel confident saying the Leafs won't do it. But I do think he's probably going to go somewhere like Carolina or somewhere like Carolina. Larry just went and got Tony D'Angelo. That wouldn't surprise me if they go and get Evander Kane, or if someone like, I don't know who else would be, because again, like I can't really think of anyone at the top of my head, but the Carolina one strikes me as something that could have, as a team that could probably could, wouldn't be scared to do that. Anyone else off the top of my head? Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, they should bring it back to Winnipeg. That'd be funny. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's Carolina's the only one I can think of right now would be crazy enough to do that. Yeah.
He should join hands with Mark Bergevin.
Oh, fuck no. No. Mm-mm. I was curious. I'd be curious to know how crazy the Canucks are, because he is from Vancouver. So I'd be curious to know if he goes back to Vancouver and plays with the Canucks. Anyways, I don't want to even think of what I'm playing, to be honest with you. I'm not fucking the Vander Kane. Anyways, so unfortunately, it sounds like he'll be back sooner rather than later. That's what all the signs are pointing to, according to analysts around the league. Again, if you can get a 30 goal score or someone to score 30 goals for like 9 or like 500 or 700K, whatever it is, that's pretty solid bargain. But anyways,
you know what we need? I'm going to change our schedule for the rest of this week. I'm going to, well, not scheduling wise, we'll go on Wednesday again, but I think we've given enough brain space to the really annoying parts of the league over the last month, 2 months now. Like, this is the second or third time we brought up Evander Kane, and we don't like talking about him at all. Like,
yeah,
man, even kid, like you are a recurring segment on a podcast that hates your face.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
Yeah.
I think next episode, let's just talk about something good. The Leafs.
I really like that Spider-Man No Way Home episode we did. But I know we can't do that again, unfortunately. So sad. But yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yo, that 10 out of 10. Great idea that we talked about that. I felt great after talking about.
Oh, yeah. Everyone did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Evander Kane Oilers is trending on Twitter. So.
That was our best episode. Spider-Man Stay at Home.
Yeah. Good, great title. Great title. Great episode.
I guess should we just transition into a movie review podcast then?
No. No. Evander Kane continues the top six power forward who, despite taking lots of penalties, can be anyways, I'm not gonna
my point make is
myself depressed by reading the Evander Kane thing on Twitter. Anyways, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. My point is that's enough of Evander Kane. Next episode we'll be back. That's all I had to talk about today. When we record on Wednesday again, I think let's just have a full deep dive on just the Leafs. It's been so long since we've properly talked about them.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Also, a little side note, this isn't something we talked about. But I think it's relatively new as in trending. It came out last a little bit. I think Evgeny Malkin's coming back. I think he's coming back tomorrow.
Okay.
So he's joining Sid on a pretty solid Pens team, where the team is playing very well. Like, I think they're currently in the playoffs and they're getting Malkin back. Jesus Christ. That'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch. And that's really all. Everything else I had. Anything else? I don't think so.
I have a question of the day that was different from the one that I already asked you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think... Let's end it here. Do you think the NHL plays the entire 82-game schedule this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Think so?
I think now that they've canceled the Olympics, they've basically given themselves a lot of runway, because I think they were supposed to be delayed anyways. So there's already a bit of runway there. And again, I get the feeling if they need to push it back, the season back a couple weeks, to kind of give themselves the enough runway. Because again, I was reading something. Again, this whole thing is dependent on the COVID variants. Again, I'm not saying I'm a doctor. I'm not a pathologist or someone who studies disease for a living or anything like that. But I've been reading. I was reading some stuff saying that I think they're expecting the Omicron peak to come in a couple weeks, like 4 to 6 weeks, which is still a long time. I'm not going to kid you. But in the grand scheme of things, if they can kind of get through that period, and kind of after that slowly start to kind of get things back to normal. In terms of the schedule, I think they'll be fine. I can't see a situation, especially where they're finally starting to get back towards they finally started to figure out the revenue plan, the financial plan, to getting back to normal. I can't see them saying, screw that, we're just going to scrap everything and just kind of pause the season. I can't see that happening. So I think they're going to do what the NFL did and they're basically just going to power their way through the rest of the way, like any by any means possible. Because again, like there have been games postponed, but like I think almost none of the American teams currently have capacity limitations. That's another thing we need to keep in mind. Like it's just Canada. So again, for that reason, I can't see them post. I don't see them shortening it. I don't see them postponing anything, or sorry, I don't see them like cutting it short, basically, because they're obviously, I think there's definitely potential for more postponements, but I don't see like I see all teams playing 82 games this year.
Yeah, I'll join you in on that one. I think all teams play 82 games this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's like another pause anytime between now and the end of the season. We'll see what happens. I hope not. But
I just think
again,
it's gonna, sorry, I think a pause is possible, but I think that's also the reason why they re-implemented the taxi squads to prevent having to pause and not having teams be able to dress enough players. Because again, like while I do, well, sorry, again, it's definitely possible, but like we're also in a situation where we just got back to a regular schedule. If they have to pause it for like a month to 2 months, and they have to start back and like, and they start back up in like August again or September or whatever the preview was before July or August, they're going to be a situation again where they're going to basically be playing catch up for like the next 2 years to get back on a regular schedule, and I just don't see that happening. I guess in my own mind, I genuinely believe the NHL is going to do whatever it possibly can to make an 82 game season just absolute not even just necessary, just to make it happen. Because again, there's so many things in play, and there's so many repercussions that are going to happen. And it's like the NHL, the NBA, the ML, so not necessarily MLB, because again, they've kind of done their own thing. But I think especially this year, the NHL, the NFL, and the NBA are all going to be just doing whatever they can just to get through the year. Because I think everyone, but everyone's realizing, what I think a lot of people are hoping is once this season is over, the starting of next year, COVID will start to kind of feel like it's in the rear view, or at least that's the hope, because you never really know.
You know what I really think the NHL should do?
Fold.
Number one, fold. But number two, why don't you go back for the remainder of the season, or at least a good chunk of it, go back to your series format that you employed last season? Wouldn't that restrict, wouldn't that limit so much travel?
It would limit travel, but I think there would be so much work to like have to redo everyone's schedule to make it all fit back into place. Like I get where I get where you're coming from, and I do think it makes a lot of sense. But in the eyes of the NHL, I could see why they wouldn't want to do it, because then you're talking about like basically refunding everyone's games. Like it's like you're basically starting over essentially. And, like you have to refund games, and like there's like I don't know. I think
Okay,
don't get me wrong, it makes sense and I agree with that statement, but I can also see why the NHL would be hesitant to do it in the middle of a season.
fine.
That's my only thing. Like if they pause, I could totally see that happening, because like if they pause, they'd probably have to cancel all the att fan attendance anyways. But anyways.
I'm having difficulty right now because I'm looking at this through just a Canadian lens, and I there's no fans right now. So I keep forgetting that the American teams, they don't it's not that they don't care, but it's like it's a completely different world right now over there.
And again, like if for whatever reason, you can like sorry, not whatever reason, if COVID starts to pick back up in the US, which again, I don't even know what the numbers are on these days, to be honest, but like everyone's at every sporting event ever down there, apparently. So I mean, say which anyways, that's a whole nother discussion. But like if they have to if Joe Biden and the US government decides that we have to basically shut everything down in terms of fan attendance, the games are still going to be played or whatever, 100% they're going to go back to the, I think there's no chance that they don't, that's right, I think there's no chance that they keep it the current way that it is. I think they would basically go back to the series format. They would have to, I think, to limit travel, because again, like you're like if you're leaving the way that it is right now, it's insanity. Like
Pretty much.
anyways.
We'll see what happens. On one hand, I'm glad that the Leafs are back and playing again, so there's something to look forward to. And I'm just glad hockey's back for now. I just hope this isn't a ship that we are watching that is going to hit an iceberg soon and then start sinking. I hope the
I
ship
think
remains.
I think whenever, like whenever you're dealing with sports in a pandemic, it's always just going to be that. It's just always going to be that. Like, you're always going to be wondering, what if this happens? What if that happens? Like, are we going to be going to a into a lockdown? Are we going to be shutting down? And I think that's just a reality of pro sports to this current moment in time. But I think one thing that I've kind of tried to do, because again, like, I just think right now, while pro sports are on, all you can really do is enjoy them. Like, I haven't even really been in a situation where I'm actually like super into it, or like, oh my god, like they're like 5 points back of Tampa or like 5 points back of Florida or something like that. Yeah. I'm just like, oh shit, like at this moment in time, I've quite literally only been using it as just like a hobby, an excuse, and like an escape, as opposed to like an actual like intense following. Because I think it's very, in this current climate, this economy, it's very difficult to do so.
In a weird way, sometimes I watch the Leafs now so that I have or just watch hockey in general so that I have enough to talk about for this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you, man. Because like, I'm in a situation now, like, I watched a lot of football this year because football is once a week. But like, I haven't watched much basketball. This is probably the lowest amount of hockey I've watched up to this point in the season in like 6 years, 7 years. I've been so passive with following it that I keep up with the news and everything, but like when it comes to actually watching, like I have so many things I'd rather be doing, but it's just,
there's a lot going on right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple days.
Yeah.
We mean it this time.
Yeah.
Until
one of us catches COVID, but yeah.
No, don't say that.
No, knock on wood. I'm just kidding. Ha ha ha. Such a funny joke.
Anyway, like and subscribe. Turn on notifications. YouTube coming for sure soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, follow our Linktree. Linktree's on our Twitter. It's on our Instagram. It's everywhere. And all the links to the streaming platforms are there. So go check that out.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.